Now there's a voice of nature, Russell Braun, singing away with a classic aria from Don Giovanni by Mozart, La ci darem la mano, with the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra. And that is just one of the amazing singers that will be at the Festival of the Sound in Parry Sound this year. Very, very exciting news. It is the 40th anniversary for the artistic director, James Campbell. Just another great reason to be there and experience world-renowned chamber, classical music, jazz, and beyond, and in a very beautiful scenic environment. That's Parry Sound. And it is now my pleasure to welcome the artistic director, Juno Award-winning clarinetist, Canada's preeminent clarinetist, James, to our show. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, Daniel. Nice to be here again.
Wonderful to have you back, and it is so exciting. How do you feel after 40 years of inviting the finest artists from across Canada, from around the world, to this beautiful, breathtaking destination?
Well, how do I feel? Well, I feel excited yet again. You'd think I'd feel tired after 40 years, but actually it's just the opposite. Every year
energizing.
Every year is energizing. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, no doubt you've had your share of highs and lows, as every artistic director goes through. Many incredible stories. Could you maybe mention some heartwarming moments that occurred, some kind of stories that stand out, in your 40-year tenure, things that you could share? I know there are many. You could write a book about it.
Where would you like to begin? I think generally there's a lot of many very specific moments, but I think generally, and the thing that's actually keeps me coming back is, and I think most music lovers have experienced this at different times, it's that wonderful silence that comes across an audience when they're focusing on great music. I like to call it the silence of communal concentration. And every time that happens, particularly when I'm sitting in the audience and listening to a concert that I'd helped organize and things, and that connection is happening, it to me makes it feel like it's all worth it. And it's a wonderful feeling. And I think that happens every year, again and again. Our audience is very interested in music, and this silence falls. And that's more rewarding than, let's say, standing ovations or applause. It's that wonderful connection that happens.
Yeah. I guess everybody has their own name for it. I love your description, by the way. But it's kind of that timeless feeling. Time literally stops, and everybody's kind of in a zone.
You know it yourself as a performer when you're performing, and that happens. You sort of realize, wow, everybody's actually listening to what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
I better bring my A game to this one.
Yeah, right. It feels effortless at that point, being a performer. We know when it's there, but we don't have a formula on how to get there. It's always a surprise when it's there, when it happens.
It's a surprise, and it's a beautiful moment. And I think that's why we keep going on stage and playing.
Yeah,
for those moments.
And that's why we say never again after each performance, and there we are back at it. So amazing to have you, and I'm just looking at your, after 40 years, the timeless effort and passion you put into your programming is really captivating. You have some of our renowned choirs taking part, the Elmer Eisler singers, Elora Festival singers, so much great Canadian talent, Russell Braun, who we just heard, Heather Bambrick from the jazz world. You're pairing them together in a nod to Broadway, Christina Sabo, Guy Fieu. What an incredible cast, starting off July 19th. Maybe we should start there with your inaugural.
An opera program is kind of a tradition up here. And this year we felt it might be nice just to add a little pepper. So we invited Heather to come and join.
Nice.
What's exciting me a lot is the National Youth Orchestra is coming up the next night.
That's the next night. Yeah, I saw that. Wow.
I'm rather proud of that because I'm on faculty of the National Youth Orchestra. So I go and coach them, so I get to know them. And also, I was in the orchestra way back when.
Wow,
and,
so, full circle.
So I feel particularly proud to be able to invite my colleagues and my old orchestra up here to play. And that really, that orchestra is an incredible group. When they perform, they could be on stage with any of the professional orchestras in this country.
Amazing.
Quite amazing.
They've been around since 1960. Incredible.
Of course, it's not the same youth.
Yeah. Right. Not the same cast, of course.
I think a good half of the members of the Canadian professional orchestras in Canada are graduates of the National Youth Orchestra and have experienced that wonderful organization.
This is a big orchestra. How many people are you going to have on that stage?
Well, 84.
84.
Well, we've had
filled to the brim.
They've been before, and we've done Mahler Fifth Symphony on our stage. We managed to fit them all. It's quite an experience. It's really quite an experience to hear them.
For sure. For sure. Well, as if that wasn't enough, Carmina Burana coming up, pairing some of our wonderful choirs. I had mentioned Eisler Singers, the Ellora Festival Singers, James Enignossen, Leslie Kinton. Wonderful. They are so charismatic on stage.
It's actually the festival's 45th year.
That's right, yep.
Festival of the Sound, and it's also the 45th year of the Elmer Eisler Singers and the Ellora Festival. So we thought we really needed to do something together. So
grand.
That's what Carmina Burana is all about, yeah.
Perfect. Well, we have our little project there as well. July 24th, Postcards from the Past.
I wouldn't call it a little project.
Little in quotations, I know. As soon as I leave the studio today, I'm practicing the rest of the night. I mean, this is a big program.
You too.
Yeah. We have Andrea Ludwig, mezzo-soprano, Moshe Hammer on the violin, yourself, on clarinet, Jacqueline Grossman, a Yiddish narrator as well. And I've been talking about this project for weeks now, but maybe you could also tell us a little bit about the story behind how you met Alan Steen and how this came together.
Yes, Alan is a Perry Sound artist, but a nationally recognized Perry Sound artist. And he came to me one day and said, you know, I found all these old postcards from my family dating back to the Russian Revolution, to the Second War in the ghettos, in Lodz Ghetto in Poland. Yeah. And he had many of them translated. And he's a visual artist. And so he made images of them. And then I thought of you. And I said, well, you've got to get together with Daniel because I know of your passion for those periods in that music.
Right.
So I'm proud to say I put you two guys together. And I know you've been cooking up this program here. You chose some wonderful music to go along with some of Alan's visuals.
It's going to be a very deeply moving afternoon. Absolutely. That's July 24th. But also, I see so many masterworks, great performers, Griffin Trio, so much energy coming out of this brochure that I'm holding in my hands right now. You have a special jazz dedicated day as well with the Toronto All-Star Big Band, Jazz Canada. Tell us a little bit about some highlights about, you know, what really sticks out in your 45th anniversary.
Yeah, and an interesting is in our second week, you know, my wife, Carol, has been to more festival concerts than anybody, I think. And so I thought, well, this being my 40th year, it's also her 40th year. And so I thought she should curate a program. So we have a program called Carol's Choice. And
okay.
So she picked a Mozart flute quartet, the Brahms sextet, music that she loves.
Yeah.
You look back on 40 years, but we also want to look forward and see what's coming down the pipeline. So I asked two young musicians, very incredible, Sylvie Chang and Cameron Crosman, to make some programs from their point of view so that we can kind of look and see what's coming in the future. Because I'm kind of thinking it's more important right now to look forward and to see what's coming in the new generations.
And with so much talent out there, absolutely.
It's absolutely amazing.
I'm also piqued by this Tuesdays Around Town Chamber Music by Candlelight series. That's a big keyword in the classical music world right now. What's that all about?
That's all about, as our executive director, Michael Martin, likes to say, that's looking to our next audience. And so we're trying to build, like most arts organizations and musical festivals, we're trying to build to the future, and it is important. And so we thought we'd make a couple Tuesdays that very user-friendly. For example, the concerts will be by donation.
Right.
And a lot of classical music that people, tunes that they'll know, that they may not know, their famous classical tunes, but they don't have to buy a ticket. They can just come, and if they like it, they can donate something. If not, or if they still like it, and they don't have any change in their pocket, they don't have to leave anything. But it's to really start to build our audience. And so we have yoga in the morning.
Oh, okay.
In fact, the New Zealand Quartet and I are going to be playing Mozart for yoga in the morning on the deck.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to practice yoga and hear the New Zealand Quartet and I playing Mozart, you can come to that. We have children's programs. We have, we'll have bands on the bay, which is on the deck of the Starkey Center. We have a couple of very fine local groups playing.
Terrific. All the great energy. I'm speaking with James Campbell, who is celebrating 40 years of running the Festival of the Sound up in Perry Sound. He invites you warmly to take part. There's something for everyone in this incredible series. Check it out at the website festivalofthesound.ca. It's running from Friday, July 9th. Power pack 3 weeks until Saturday, August 3rd. Check it out at festivalofthesound.ca. Good luck.
Thanks.
James, thanks for joining us here on our afternoon jukebox. I wish you and your crew many beautiful memories, and good luck playing on the deck this summer.
Thanks. We're looking forward to it again.
I can't wait to see you there in late July as well. Good luck to you and your crew.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Take care.
Thank you.